your hat, kick off your shoes. I know you're not going anywhere, running around the town singing your blues. I know you're And good morning, everybody, from Amman, Jordan, and streaming globally across the World Wide Web. This is The Fetch, and you are live inside the Eye. Today's date is Saturday, September 8th, 2012. Welcome, and of course, good morning to all of you in the United States, and a good late afternoon or early late evening to all of you in European and Asian time zones. We have a great show lined up today. Greg Johnson is the former editor of the Occidental Quarterly and is the current editor of editor-in-chief, I should say, of countercurrents.com and the North American New Right. He's going to be joining us here very, very shortly. Here in Amman, some interesting developments in the geopolitical world. Egypt's new president is seeking more influence and is siding with the Zionazi line that somehow the fighting in Syria is not somehow heavily influenced by foreign forces. Hillary Clinton, who of course we know is a lapdog of Israel, has just declared the Haqqani network in Pakistan and South Africa, Afghanistan, as a terrorist operation and terrorist organization, a move that many see as creating negative facts on the ground that some say is sure to complicate American strategy and interest in the region. And did you guys see both the Republican and Democratic National Conventions? They held their Republican National Conventions, and you could see they hold these voice votes, and you could see that the voice votes actually are failing, and the guy just reads off the teleprompter that, hey, this passes. It just shows the degree to which American politics is really scripted by the people in the background and how irrelevant how relevant it is for people who participate in the shenanigans that has become really American democracy. You know, democracy is supposed to take away the mockery. But you know what? With all of this Jewish influence inside of our politics now, they are making a mockery of our democracy. You know, it's all about Israel. It's all about Jerusalem. It has nothing to do with the interest of the American people, no matter who and where you may be in the United States. Of course, this has very difficult repercussions on the people in the United States and, of course, in the world at large who have to deal with all of these issues. I'm going to bring Greg on, I think, after the first five-minute break here. We've got about a minute to go. The chat room is open, guys, InsideTheEyeLive.com. Go to InsideTheEyeLive.com and click on the live chat. The actual URL is InsideTheEyeLive.com/live_chat, and that'll get you right into the chat room. Telephone lines are going to be open. I haven't told Greg this yet, but if you'd like to call in, it's 512-904-8014 or internationally 1-866-841-1065. And the Skype is Get On Air. So if you'd like to get on the air, just use your Skype, Get On Air. Dial Get On Air. It'll get you hooked right into our patch, into our back-end telephone system there, and we'll be able to get you right on the air. So this is The Fetch with our guest, Greg Johnson, countercurrents.com, and he'll join us right after this break. This is Inside the Eye Live, intelligence media for the politically aware here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. To telling only lies,
but my dreams. The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Fetch. Good Saturday morning to you, September the 8th, 2012. If you're in the United States, hope you got a nice cup of coffee or tea or whatever you like to start your day with. For me, I can never start with a beer, but I know some of you might like to start it with a beer or something, especially if it's as hot as it here in Amman. We're still kind of like summer's languishing here. Doesn't want to go away. Our guest today, Greg Johnson, holds a PhD in philosophy. He is the editor-in-chief of Countercurrents Publishing. That's Countercurrents with a hyphen. He is also the editor of the journal North American New Right, which appears online and as an annual volume. He is the author of Confessions of a Reluctant Hater. He is editor of Alain, this is French, man. He should never throw French at me this early in the morning. In the American, this late in this side of the planet. Alain de Benoit, I guess it is, on Being a Pagan. Michael O'Meara is Toward the White Republic. Michael Polignano's Taking Our Own Side, and Colin Cleary's Summoning the Gods, and among other books. His fields of interest are intellectual history, philosophy, religion, and the European New Right. Greg, welcome to Inside the Eye Live.
Thanks, Dennis, for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming. I think you are you were recommended to me by one of our listeners, but you're probably one of the few that actually contacted me. I think the last guy that contacted me to be on was Harley Schlanger from the Lyndon LaRouche people.
Well, I guess that puts me in dubious company, maybe, but I have been trying to do more interviews and reach out, so I took my friend Roger's advice, and I got in touch with you. And I also got in touch with Deanna Spingola, and we had a really good conversation.
Yeah, indeed. You appeared recently with Deanna Spingola. And for those of you out there that have not heard that interview, it's really quite an entertaining interview. I probably caught about 60% of it, you know, and it was very, I found it very entertaining. And Deanna, of course, is very focused on what she does. So I thought the two of you hit it off very well, Greg.
Yeah, I did too. And I'm going to be back on her show next week, actually on September 10th. So I imagine we'll be talking about September 11th.
Very good. Actually, I didn't even prepare anything for September 11th for you because, guys, there's a programming change here at the Oracle Broadcasting Network. The Fetch is now live every Monday from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon in America. That's Central Daylight Time. So if you missed or don't know about that show yet, make sure you tune in Mondays, 3 to 5, and we'll get into 9-11, I am sure, on Monday. Greg, I figured we would just skip that. There's enough of that in the alternative media and mainstream media this week. We'll focus on you and your work. Now, you are the editor-in-chief of the Occidental Observer.
Actually, the Occidental
Correct?
Quarterly. The Occidental Quarterly. The Occidental Observer is
Hello?
Something Greg? That Kevin Hi. McDonald runs.
Okay, he runs it, but you were editor-in-chief for quite some time there.
Of the Occidental Quarterly. Yeah,
Quarterly,
I ran
okay.
the Occidental Quarterly from 2007 to 2010, a little more than 2.5 years. And I also created their online presence, which I edited for a year. That's TOQ Online, which is basically now mothballed. It's kind of it's kind of an archive of old issues and previously published work.
And then now you have countercurrents.com.
Yeah, Countercurrents Publishing is something that Michael Polignano, who is my business partner, and I started in June of 2010. Went online June 11th, 2010. And we are a publishing company, and we also have a strong online presence. The Countercurrents website has a webzine associated with it. It's all on the front page there. Called North American New Right. And 5 days a week we have new material going online, sometimes multiple new items. And what our goal is to create an intellectual movement in North America that's analogous to and influenced by the European New Right. And that includes people like Alain de Benoist and Guillaume Fay, mostly French writers, some German and Italian writers. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to revive elements of the what I call the old right, and by which I mean basically fascism, in a new context, in a post-war context, to show that their critique of modernity, democracy, and so forth has continuing relevance, and it's even better founded in facts and history and science than ever before. And that it provides real solutions to a lot of the quandaries of contemporary politics. So they're trying to expand people's political imaginations in Europe, and we think that we really need to expand their imaginations in North America as well. So that's our goal.
Okay. Now, countercurrents.com, you're reaching, I think I saw some stats out there, Alexa ranks you at 264,000 worldwide, which is very healthy. You had 110,000 visits in April, which is the last site stats I could find, over 421,000 page views. So you're reaching a pretty strong audience there, Greg.
Yeah, we have about 50,000 unique visitors come to us every month. And we have a hardcore of, I can't really calculate the number of people who are hardcore, but 50% of the people who come to us from some kind of bookmark as opposed to a Google search. So let's say we have 20-some thousand people who follow us regularly. That not necessarily every day, but and we have people who come multiple times a day, too. But we do have a hardcore following out there, as well as a large number of people who come to us through Google searches. Google, however, in the last month, started monkeying with our search output, our search algorithms, however they do that. And suddenly some pieces of ours that were very popular and had been top 10 articles for years, suddenly disappeared from the search rankings, and that pushed our traffic down 20% 1 month. However, it's bouncing back up, so they've delayed us a bit, but they can't really deny us getting our message out there because people want it enough to actually search for it and not just to be satisfied with what pops up on the first page of their Google search results. So that's heartening news.
That is. Now, your subject matter, I mean, for somebody who really doesn't know what you do, and quite frankly, I didn't know what you do till I got introduced to you. What is your subject matter? I hear the term white nationalism brought up, and that people might cringe at that, but I see this term. What, if you were to give yourself, I guess, a tagline, what would it be?
Well, I am a white nationalist. That's a term that I use. Basically, the situation is this. We believe that race is absolutely fundamental for understanding politics, race and ethnicity. We don't think that the abstractions like capitalism and communism and free enterprise and things like that are adequate for understanding what's really happening in politics. If you look at politics in America and Europe, however, through a racial lens, what you see is the struggle of different peoples for dominance. And we believe that the white countries of the world, and that means Europe, but also the colonies like America and Canada, New Zealand, Australia, the wider countries in South America, excluded for these purposes. But
Greg, we're going into a break here. Greg, hold your thought. This is The Fetch, and you're listening Inside the Ad Lodge on Europe for Broadcasting this.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. And now, silvercoins.ag is the web address for buying silver coins close to melt value. Thanks to and because of you, the Oracle listeners, silvercoins.ag has massively upgraded their website with innovative features so you can get inexpensive silver. Silvercoins.ag now features streaming metal prices and streaming silver coin melt values. Silvercoins.ag now serves online retailers for silver coin bargains every minute of the day and finds great deals based on those silver coin melt values. Plus, Silvercoins.ag has expanded their extensive background history, composition, and data articles on silver coins and genres. So stop the endless web surfing for silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark Silvercoins.ag. For silver coins close to melt, go to silvercoins.ag.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Fetch. You're listening to Inside the Eye Live, Intelligent Media, for the politically aware, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. You know, I don't know about that bumper there, but that bumper, it just seems too quiet, you know, when it comes in. I got to get Doug to kind of amp that up a bit. Our guest today, Greg Johnson, again, he holds a PhD in philosophy, and he's the editor-in-chief of Countercurrents Publishing, founded Countercurrents, counter-currents, or counter-currents.com. And also the author of Confessions of a Reluctant Hater. And welcome back, Greg.
Thanks for having me on, Dennis.
Yeah.
We were talking about white nationalism before the break. And what I basically believe is that you can't really understand politics without understanding that race is the primary factor in politics. It's the primary cause of a lot of wars and revolutions and upheavals around the world. And specifically in the white countries, what I see happening is this. White countries are under attack. Whites are under attack through affirmative action, through non-white immigration, through a media that denigrates white people and white values and promotes non-whites and non-white values. And I believe that ultimately what's going on here is that non-whites are really being used as proxies for Jews. I think that Jews have engineered in the United States, and to a lesser extent, but to a real extent still, in practically every other white country, the opening of the floodgates to the third world, non-white immigration, and they are at the forefront of combating white efforts to restrict immigration. And the reason they're doing this is that they are basically following a divide-and-conquer kind of strategy. They are most powerful when they are middlemen in a disorganized, pluralistic, fractious kind of society, a kind of Middle Eastern bazaar society, a kind of Star Wars cantina society. They're the guys who know everybody and know a few words in every language and can broker deals, and they end up on the top. They stick out like sore thumbs, however, in homogeneous societies. And so wherever they show up in societies like that, they try and engineer diversity. They're not engineering diversity because they think it's good for us. They're engineering diversity because they think it's good for them as a tool to gain power over us. And they've been very, very successful so far. So that's basically what I mean by white nationalism. It looks at politics primarily in terms of racial and ethnic struggles. And it looks at the Jewish question in particular as really the key to understanding what's going on in politics in the white countries today.
You know, I saw some latest census figures out of, I think, Greg, you need to turn your speakers off over there.
Okay.
I can hear myself coming through there.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, turn the speakers down. So what's happening now is we saw in England, 64% of people born in England are considered white English. Only 64% white British people. I mean, 35% of the people born in England now are not considered really white British English. This is part of what we mean by this war. Now, I heard you on Deanna. I like the concept. Really, this is conquering in a very subtle way. It's a form of conquering a society or a country, but in a very inverse long-term strategy. It's covert, not overt.
Well, yeah, and a lot of conquests throughout history, though, have been slow. The Roman Empire, they didn't know that they were falling at the time. They thought they were very cleverly playing a game of inviting in these Germanic tribes because they would do work that the Romans wouldn't do. They were putting them in their military and things like that. It took a very, very long time for the Roman Empire to collapse as a result of policies that were predictably ruinous. You and I would have predicted these policies were ruinous, but in the short run, they looked like a good deal. So conquest doesn't necessarily have to be fast, and genocide doesn't have to be fast. The United Nations defines genocide not just as a quick, hot slaughter of a whole group of people, but rather as creating conditions that over the long run will make it impossible for a people to preserve its distinct identity. And that would include things like swamping them with immigrants, promoting miscegenation so they blend themselves out of existence, bombarding them with propaganda that makes them feel self-hatred and guilt for being who they are. All those are forms of genocide, because if they are applied long enough to any people, that people will cease to exist. And I believe that not only are we being conquered, but we're being exterminated or obliterated, because if we don't get a handle on these trends, there will simply be no white people left anymore. We will be blended out of existence.
Question. I agree with everything you're saying in this regard. I agree for the most part what you're saying, I should say. But me, I'm German-Irish. I married at the time, you know, a long time ago, Chinese gal. We had a son who's now Chinese-American, but Chinese and Anglo-Saxon, German and Irish. Why should people who are not of a pure ethnic white race or ethnicity care about white nationalist ideas and interests?
Well, in a way, they shouldn't, because we're really not trying to represent their interests. But in a larger way, though, I think that they can look at it as something that's of interest to them in this sense. We think that nationalism is good for everyone, okay, for all peoples. We think that every people should have its own place where it can go and live according to its own lights, develop according to its own inner genius, have its own destiny, and so forth. Now, as a white person, I'm particularly interested in this for my own group, but I recognize that this is also true for every other group, that we're all better off if we have a place of our own. Now, people who are of mixed race, I don't quite know how to fit those in. There'll have to be some places, you know, large cities, you know, throughout history, you know, commercial ports and things like that have always been places where people who are of mixed race would be born or would gravitate, because, you know, they feel more comfortable there. But the point is that we really can envision a world, and this is what the vision I call the New Right has, envision a world where there are thousands and thousands of flags, thousands and thousands of nationalities, places where people can go to live according to their own nature. Now, one thing I do want to get away from, though, is this very destructive white grandiosity, which goes from believing that it's all right for other people to have their own homelands to basically saying, well, it's the white man's burden to go out and make sure that everyone's living the right way and doing the right thing. I think that that's been a very bad thing for us in the long run. Our empires have now turned around and are colonizing us, for instance. So, you know, that was not a good thing to do, you know, from the point of view of the present. So I kind of want to say everybody has a stake in nationalism. I would like to have the most cordial relations with other peoples. I don't see any reason to hate other peoples. In my book, Confessions of a Reluctant Hater, I really argue that hatred between groups is an inevitable consequence of forcing them to live together and compete in the same system, right? And therefore, the solution to racial hatred and strife is to allow people to form their own independent states. I'm the last person in the world to have negative feelings towards other groups, but I found that when I was living in California, I started having negative feelings towards other groups because I was forced to live with them, and there was constant everyday
Hold that thought, Greg. This is The Fetch, Inside the Eye Live, here on New York, the Broadcasting Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Fetch. You're listening to Inside the Eye Live here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. We just had the chat rooms open, Inside the Eye Live. Go to InsideTheEyeLive.com. Click on the live chat button there up there on the menu bar, or go to InsideTheEyeLive/live_chat. That will get you into the chat room. Generally, this is an intelligent chat room, and we do not allow too much third grade stuff in there, and so Troll Slayer, he had to make a visit, and he's made that visit, but enough of that. Somebody just was making problems. So chat room's open, friendliest, warmest, and most intellectual place you're going to find chat here on live independent media. I think something like that. Hey, the weather here, I love Saturday in the parks when I was in America. Used to love to go down to the park, play some softball, play some frisbee, do some golf. Lots of things you can do. Today here in Amman, the weather is about 94 degrees Fahrenheit. We got a pretty nice breeze, but it's really kind of hot, you know. But towards the evening, we've been getting a great breeze going down to about 70 degrees, great Argila weather. Where you are, you're in Northern California there. Greg, how's the weather?
Well, it's sort of typical September weather. We generally have sunny days that get up into the 70s, and then it cools off fairly quickly at night and gets down into the 50s. But you can pretty much say that about every day in this area. Summers here tend to be pretty foggy, but in September and October, it's warm and sunny in the day and cool at night. It's perfect weather for sleeping.
Yeah, put a little blanket on. But your sweater weather.
Oh, yeah, it's sweater weather. I remember one time, the first time I was living out here, it was a June afternoon, and I was freezing, and I went into a store, I think it was Macy's, and I said, do you have any turtleneck sweaters? And they said, this isn't the right season for that. I just said, look around you. You know, this isn't New York. This is perfect, perfect sweater weather. So,
yeah. So get back now to our discussion there. That's the weather report, guys. Wherever you are, I do hope you're having a great day, though, that the weather's fine, and you can get out after the show and enjoy the weather. Really, Greg, I think the main issue that a lot of people have, now white nationalism, you're looking, it sounds like, almost a segregation of races. You believe
that? Yeah, most definitely.
A viable plan.
I think that that's, in the long run, the best way to preserve the distinctness of different groups, racially and culturally, and also to lower the amount of unnecessary and tragic strife and conflict in the world. If you look at the end of communism in Eastern Europe, what was the USSR? It was a multinational, multi-ethnic empire, and when that empire fell apart, all these constituent units left and formed their own countries. Where do you have strife in the Russian Federation today? You have it in the Caucasus. And why is there strife? It's strife between Muslims and Russians, the Chechens and people like that. Those people were not allowed to leave. They were not allowed to form their own republics or their own governments, and they're fighting to this day. Or you look at Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia fractured pretty neatly on ethnic lines. The Slovenes and the Croatians, they went their own way fairly quickly. There was war, however, in Bosnia. Why? Because Bosnia was a multi-ethnic area. There were Croatians, there were Serbs, and there were Muslims in Bosnia. And, you know, the especially the Serb minority, which was about 40% of the population, just could not see themselves being ruled in a Muslim state. And so there was civil war there. So generally, where you find ethnic and racial diversity, you find conflict. And the solution to that is to, as peacefully and in as orderly a way as possible, to divide things up so people have their own ethnostates. And the best model of that, I think, was what happened. It was the very amicable, peaceful divorce between the Czechs and the Slovaks. Czechoslovakia was an artificial nation that was put together after the First World War. When it reemerged after the Second World War, it was held together by communism. But when communism disappeared, after a while, these people said, well, there's no need for us to be under in the same system, and so now they're just good neighbors.
See, now, the case of Czechoslovakia, that's actually a great case, but this is an intellectual, amicable split. Now, where I see a danger, just to give you some insights here in the politics of the Middle East, I'm here in Amman. We have Shia, we have Sunni, we have Christians, we have many different ethnicities that, quite frankly, do live together in peace, and everybody enjoys everybody. The same would be said of Syria. So what you're talking about, in some respects, mirrors this, the neocon balkanization strategy. Aren't you kind of worried that you're following a strategy that is seen somewhat as a neocon strategy if you're going to apply it to places like here in the Middle East?
Well, I guess the neocons can't be wrong about everything. But seriously, no. The neocon strategy is basically divide and conquer. And they have absolutely no interest in creating a Kurdistan for the Kurds, or a Shiite Iraq for the Shiites, and a Sunni Iraq for the Sunnis. All they're concerned with is keeping these people corralled together in the same country and getting them fighting and hating each other. Why? Because that's to their advantage. The Israelis are afraid of strong neighbors. Iraq was a strong neighbor, but Iraq had internal tensions and problems. And once the strong leader at the center was removed, it was very, very easy. It was child's play for these people to get all the Iraqis of different groups fighting with one another and killing one another. And once that gets started, well, it just takes on a life of its own.
That's a good answer. You gave a great answer.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That's actually a very strong answer. Okay, very good. Because, yeah, it could be taken, like, you know, you could have some people trying to say, well, we're trying to create what Greg is talking about by balkanizing all these various parts, but you're right. It is more of a divide and conquer and just keep people warring, where Czechoslovakia was an amicable split. And something that they've actually tried to do in South and North Sudan is create this amicable split, even though it's not quite working. But, Greg, isn't the real problem, isn't so much the ethnicities that we have among places, but it's the forced cultural diversity plan that's coming out of the Israeli group or the Jewish groups? Isn't this the real problem?
Well, it is true that in more traditional societies, you would have the possibility of, and this is especially true in the Near Middle East, where you have these intensely ethnocentric closed groups living together, right? And in the past, they had reached a kind of modus vivendi. They could live together in a comfortable way. But they could only live together because they, in effect, practiced a kind of strong ethnic nationalism. They would only marry within their own groups. They would live in their own quarters and things like that. I know somebody whose family lived in the Armenian quarter of Jerusalem for hundreds and hundreds of years, and they managed to live peacefully with the other Christian groups and with the Muslims in Jerusalem for centuries. Okay, so that is possible. But what that requires is a kind of nationalism block by block, right? And the other thing it requires is it requires a certain amount of self-assertion, a certain amount of pride in who you are, and so forth. And the trouble with the white countries today is we can't really live with other groups because we have been so bombarded with white guilt and self-hatred. We are so afraid of asserting our own standards and things like that, that we simply can't have other groups around us without coming into conflict with them, because we're not the kind of people who can maintain proper boundaries anymore, if that makes any sense.
Well, extent.
Yeah, you're right in a sense that part of what causes a lot of conflict is whites have been so bombarded with anti-white propaganda, and non-whites have been so bombarded with anti-white propaganda too, and they don't have any trouble asserting themselves. And so what you have is you have steady encroachment on our standards, on our boundaries, and it's causing a great deal of psychological turmoil and upset, and eventually it causes strife. So if you got rid of that, it might be easier for people to live in the same system, people of different ethnicities to live in the same system. Or what the United States used to have, we had minority groups living in the United States, but we maintained white standards.
Interesting.
That would make all the difference in the world if we could just
Very go back good. Yeah, that. Interesting points there. This is The Fetch. You're listening to Inside the Eye Live, intelligent media for the politically aware, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. And now, silvercoins.ag is the web address for buying silver coins close to melt value. Thanks to and because of you, the Oracle listeners, silvercoins.ag has massively upgraded their website with innovative features so you can get inexpensive silver. Silvercoins.ag now features streaming metal prices and streaming silver coin melt values. Silvercoins.ag now serves online retailers for silver coin bargains every minute of the day and finds great deals based on those silver coin melt values. Plus, Silvercoins.ag has expanded their extensive background history, composition, and data articles on silver coins and genres. So stop the endless web surfing for silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark Silvercoins.ag. For silver coins close to melt, go to silvercoins.ag.
Back by popular demand, it's Oracle Unleashed, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Central, right here on Oracle Broadcasting.
I am just a simple man.
Welcome back. It's The Fetch. You're listening to Inside the Eye Live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Our guest today is Greg Johnson, editor-in-chief of Countercurrents Publishing, found at counter-currents.com. And he is also the editor of the journal North American New Right and the author of Confessions of a Reluctant Hater. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Dennis.
Yeah, so we were just going into the break there and just kind of tie up any loose ends you had there, if you don't mind.
Well, I was talking about basically white guilt, white self-hatred. Whites today are just bombarded with the idea that we have to be guilty for every crime and misdemeanor and bit of bad taste from other white people throughout history. And yet at the same time, we're told that we're not entitled to take any pride in anything that other white people have done, which is a completely self-contradictory notion if you think about it. If we should feel guilt for the bad things that white people have done, shouldn't we feel pride for the great things that white people have done? And if we can start balancing the books and looking at causes for pride in our people as opposed to causes for guilt or shame, I think shame is the best word. I don't feel guilt for things that other people do because I didn't do them myself. But if somebody does something bad in my name, or if somebody does something bad and you know they look like me and talk like me, I do feel ashamed of them. And the closer they are to me, the more shame I feel. I feel shame if my relatives do stupid things, for instance, and that includes my extended family, my racial family. So I do feel ashamed when white people do bad things. But I feel a great deal of pride at the achievements of our people, And I think that if you do the books, so to speak, on balance, we have a lot to be proud of as a people. We should try and maintain who we are. We've given a lot to the world, and we need to make sure that we are in a position to give more to the world in the future. And in the present circumstances, though, white people are being bombarded with this white guilt, but not a sense of pride. They go around with this nihilistic hangdog kind of, attitude. And I think a lot of self-destructive behaviors and things like that can be attributed to this kind of bombarding of white kids. And it starts very young. It's child abuse when you get right down to it.
Well, when you're sending children, Greg, to at 6 years old to Holocaust museums of tolerance, with the explicit point of trying to tell people how bad white people are in a very indirect way, but directly doing it. Yeah, that's pretty child abusive to me.
That is definite child abuse, and that should be stopped. But parents, why aren't parents raising holy hell about this? Because they themselves are intimidated. And if they could overcome this intimidation, this unwillingness to take their own side in ethnic conflicts, and that's what's going on, here it's an ethnic conflict between Jews and whites. Even in the countries that fought the Germans and ended the Holocaust, ended the Second World War, Jews believe that we are more likely to be an aggressor people.
It's projection, Greg. Come on. They're projecting their culture on to whites and everybody else, and that really is the issue. We'd like to go to the phone lines real quick. Dave in Texas. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Inside the Eye Live.
Hey, Fetch. How you doing?
Very great, man. It's nice. Nice Saturday here in Amman.
Great. Hey, Greg. It's good to hear you're being interviewed here.
Hey.
I've been very interested in this topic for a long time. I've done a lot of research on this as well. And by the way, Fetch, I think it would be great if you could perhaps get Kevin McDonald on your show sometime. That'd be really good to hear you two discuss the issues.
Yeah, he would be obviously a good addition to this, I'm sure.
I'd like to add some comments and perhaps even some talking points, and then just kind of leave it at that and let you guys discuss whatever you'd like to. One thing that I've encountered here with this forced association issue is that we're told essentially that, oh, well, as long as you can vote, well, then you've still got your freedom. But somehow that's really just not the case. If you're being forced to associate with people that you're not naturally with, that cannot be freedom. Additionally, that cannot be self-government. And as you mentioned once before, forced association creates ethnocentric behavior. Kyle Hunt and Celtic Rebel and I had a little discussion on this once on Kyle's show, but we didn't have a lot of time to continue it to any real degree that I would have liked to have taken it. But what I would like to add here is that distinct peoples have a right to remain distinct. Also, too, the racist culture. Culture is born out of race. And that does not mean that, if somehow you have mixed race people amongst you, that somehow that can somehow be a problem for those people. They adopt part of whatever they are made of. You know, if they're half this, half that, if they're living amongst, say, white people, they would adopt white culture. If they're living amongst other people, they can adopt that culture. They have both of them or more in them. Also, too, the comment that you made about genocide, we like to discuss words a lot on this network. Genocide contains the word gene. So, also, too, what I've run across is that they also like to tie in, when I say they, meaning the enemy, and I'll leave it at that, religion with this. As if somehow religion is a way to combine these groups. In other words, let's say, all right, well, you take Muslims. Okay, well, most people in general tend to think of Muslims as Arabs. Well, that's not necessarily the case. There's a lot of people of all races that are Muslim, but in general, when you look at the geography of it, you mainly do have Arabs, but then you also have Persians, and Persians are not Arabs.
Well, you have a lot of Malaysians, also, and you have Malaysians and Indians and quite a few going all the way into China, though, do you?
Sure, sure. Oh, yes. In fact, the whole Southeast Asia region is probably the largest population of the Muslim religion. But, you know, they like to try and mix that in there to confuse people. And I think that, I think what I would like to hear you guys discuss with other is the fact that forced association is really not freedom. And it cannot be self-government, no matter how many different ways they try to twist it. And, you know, I've been a nationalist for a long time, and I believe that fences tend to make good neighbors. And one more thing I'd like to throw out there is that, and this is probably a really kind of an addition to the conversation, if you'd like to bring it up. I've done a lot of research into the Third Reich, and I discovered that most of what we hear about the Third Reich comes from Jews. And, of course, you're not going to get a straight line from them at any point. What they're going to do is they're going to twist it into what they want it to be. And if you investigate Nazi Germany, to use that term loosely, I don't really care to use the term Nazi, you'll find that what they did was they promoted their own race, but they did not promote hatred of others. And it doesn't take long, if you do some serious research in that, to discover that that is what is really happened there. And the whole purpose of this constant battering of the Germans was to destroy nationalism. And that was probably, if you ask me, the biggest hindrance to any nationalistic movement that could ever arise again. All they do is just point to Germany, and then they say Holocaust. And that pretty much stifles the conversation right there. But anyway, I'll go ahead and let you guys continue your conversation. I just wanted to add to it, and if you'd like to...
Long time no hear.
That is talking... I'm sorry?
It's a long time no hear. Great to have you calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you'd like to use any...
Definitely. Ahead. Yeah, we definitely. We've got an hour to go here, 40 seconds till the break. Dave, thanks so much for the call. Well, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about what you got there.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Dave. All right. That's Dave from Texas. It's always good to have Dave call in. It's been a long time. He makes a lot of good points there, Greg.
Definitely. We should definitely discuss some of those points. He's right about freedom of association. If you don't have freedom of association, you don't have freedom. And if you have a government that is constantly introducing freedom of association, forcing people together, well, that's not self-government. If people are left up to their own devices, they segregate themselves naturally, which
and
is why
going
the government
into a break.
Has to
going
themselves.
Into a break. It's, okay. It's the Inside the Eye Live.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
And welcome back. It's The Fetch. You're listening to Inside the Eye Live here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Our guest today, Greg Johnson, again, he has a PhD in philosophy, and he's the author of Confessions of a Reluctant Hater. Real quick, though, some programming notes. Next week, Israel Shamir is going to be joining us. So next week, we're going to have a Middle East geopolitical show for sure. That will be Israel Shamir. And if you have not caught the information yet, Inside the Eye Live has a new show every Monday afternoon, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock before Doug's show. We will be on there again. That's again 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock before Blacklisted Radio. So definitely come on in and join us there every Monday. And if that show goes, we'll try to expand it on into the week. So again, Monday 3 to 5, Inside the Eye Live here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Greg, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on. I'm really excited to hear that Israel Shamir is coming. I'm definitely going to be tuning in for that broadcast.
Yeah, he's going to be fun. And our strengths on this show, really being in Amman, is the Middle East. People love the insights from the Middle East. They're usually pretty popular shows, so should be popping. Now, you got your site, Counter Dash. I say Dash. People understand Dash more than hyphen. Besides, hyphen's harder to say. Counter Dash or counter-currents.com. You have a fundraiser going.
Yeah, we didn't set out to do a nonprofit organization, but it sort of turned out that way. It is hard to make money putting out unpopular ideas. I'm sure you know about that. And it's the truth with all kinds of alternative media. And so we've been doing fundraising. Every year we, on our first anniversary and then our second anniversary, we've launched a fundraising drive, and we're underway doing that right now. So if you want to visit the Countercurrents website, that's counter-currents.com, you can click on the news tab at the top, and there's an update about the fundraiser. We definitely are looking for new donors. We're very grateful for anybody who can help us out. And we have a few little bonuses and things for people who do donate. So thank you very much for letting me plug that. It is very important.
Yes, it is. Now, your target's, I think, $25,000, and you're very close to that, $21,000, $22,000 you've raised so far.
I think we're in the $17,000 range, but 17, actually I need to update that thing. We put the fundraiser off the front page for the last week or 10 days for the simple reason that we have been undertaking another thing which has sort of got all my attention, and that is the Voice of Reason network, podcasting network that interviewed me a number of times on various shows. They've stopped publishing. Their website was offline for a while, but it's popped back up. One of the old producers logged in and paid their hosting bill. But there doesn't seem to be any plan to actually start doing any more programming. And so when I realized that basically the guy who was running it has burned out, which is a very common thing in this field, a lot of people burn out because they're isolated and overworked, a number of the hosts who are friends of mine and I decided, well, we're going to launch a new podcasting network. So Countercurrents Publishing is now in the process of launching Countercurrents Radio, and that's a lot of work. I'm not even doing any of the technical stuff. That's being handled by Matt Parrott and Michael Polignano. But I'm doing a lot of basically show production stuff, lining up shows, helping develop shows, and doing sound editing.
A lot of work.
So it's been kind of consuming my attention for a while.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. That's actually interesting news right here on Inside the Eye Live, intelligent media for the politically aware. Join us in the chat room, InsideTheEyeLive.com. That's InsideTheEyeLive.com. We'll be right back, everybody, right after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Good, good.
We're
I just changed chairs, so I don't have my squeaky desk chair. Can you hear me?
Greg, we're live.
Great. All right, I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to switch chairs. I was trying to get...
Yeah, welcome back, everybody.
Creatures,
we kind of... You guys caught us talking through the break there. That doesn't happen very often. I would quickly mute my bumper music, but I just can't. This is the fact you're listening to Inside the Eye Live with our guest here, Greg Johnson, author of... What is that book? Something of a Reluctant...
Confessions
of a Reluctant Hater. Joining us here from... basically Northern California up in the Bay Area, somewhere up in the Bay Area. You know, your website's doing great, and so are your articles. You are a prolific writer. How many articles have you written?
I've lost count. I've written hundreds of articles and reviews and just under my own name, and then I write under a couple pen names, too. So.
And then I see that you're getting some of these translated into German and covered...
Oh, yeah. A lot of our articles from the website are being translated into languages like French, German, Portuguese. We have a large Portuguese readership, Czech, Ukrainian, Russian, Finnish, Swedish. It's really an international thing, and it's kind of ironic that we're really focused sort of on building a movement in North America, but because we are translating a lot of material from French and German into English, we find that people all over the world can read that because English is the second language all over the world. So people who can't read French are reading Alain de Benoist and Guillaume Fay in English on our website, and then they'll translate those English translations into Czech or Portuguese or their own native tongues. So it's really produced good effects for the European New Right, too. A lot more people are now having access to their writings as well.
Interesting. Now, the big thing about the main issue, and I'm not a nationalist like Dave is and like you are, but I do believe that we must preserve the ethical integrity of what is the white culture. And the reason why I say that is because if Jews are so interested in destroying it, then there must be so much good value in it, because otherwise, being a culture of destruction, they would not try to destroy it. And we see them trying to destroy it really throughout the world, whether it's England, America, Canada, Australia, Germany. It's not English, but you know what I mean, but it's white. Now, when we go back to the Holocaust idea, which I don't believe it even happened, especially as it's been advertised, I saw this from Thomas Dalton. I think he's someone that you've associated with in the past. He wrote, and it's a very apropos thing, in the period of just 6 years, from 1933 to 1939, and amidst a global depression, Germany rose from a ruined, bankrupt nation to the strongest on earth. The Holocaust, the real event, is a nationalist success story. Rein in Jewish-controlled banks and capitalist enterprises, restore national integrity to the media, expel Jews from the seat of governmental power, and your nation will flourish. What better lesson could be learned from revisionism?
Well, I think that all of that is true. I just think that what I disagree about that is calling that the Holocaust. Most people who accept a conventional Holocaust narrative believe that the Holocaust started somewhere around 1942. And so the period of 1933 to 1939, basically between when Hitler took power and when the British started the Second World War, that period, there's no question that is a period of great and in a way miraculous economic and political revival. And yes, it had to do with, in part, breaking Jewish power over the German economy, the German press, German culture, and really German destiny. The Germans were very successful in that, and there are a lot of lessons to be learned about how they did that that can be applied to this day. Ellen Brown's book, Web of Death, has some really interesting information on what Hitler did to produce his economic miracle, how very simple it was, how it can be replicated in countries like Greece today if they just had the political will to do it. So there's a lot to be learned. There are a lot of lessons from the Third Reich that are positive lessons, not just the lessons that the mainstream media want us to learn, which is that white people should always feel guilty and that we'd better not even think about trying to separate ourselves from Jews or basically take control of our own countries and our own destiny again. Because if we do that, horrible things are inevitably going to happen to us. And that's simply not true. That doesn't follow. So,
you know, I'm a Kabbalist. I focus on English. And I find it interesting that when the story was sold to us, the Germans were called the Nazis, and the Allies were called the All Eyes, or All Lies, if you would like. But All Eyes and Nazis. And I think, you know, these guys know what they're doing. They're playing on semantic spells on culture and using these spells against people as a weapon. So anytime you would bring in the German experience in a positive way, they'll say you're a Nazi. You know, you can't see. But in reality, what we're finding is we see very well. Do you find this to be the case the more we look into the history of what really happened some 60, 70 years ago?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. think there's a lot of room for historical revisionism about the Third Reich, about the causes of the Second World War, about the consequences of the Second World War. I think putting that all in context, it's truly astonishing what you learn. So I'm all for going back and looking at that with fresh eyes, because there are definitely a lot of lessons to learn.
How many people are in the white nationalist movement, Greg?
I would say within the United States, very loosely defined, there are probably hundreds of thousands of people who would think of themselves as white nationalists more or less without apology. Now, those people include people who just log in to Stormfront and other online chat sites and read the material there but don't do anything more, all the way up to people who are intensely engaged in it, are activists, who are, you know, are reading and researching a lot. And then there are just a handful of people really who are full-time white nationalists, meaning that they're devoting their lives to that. I can think of five or six people off the top of my head who are doing this full-time, and I'm one of them. So it's a big movement, but it doesn't have a lot of institutions that are well-funded and well-established yet.
So to say the least, you are no match for Jewish organization right now.
Oh, absolutely not. When you look at the number of Jewish organizations and the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, if they really needed billions of dollars, they could make a few phone calls and have billions of dollars to play with overnight. These organizations are massively well-funded. And there's a wonderful documentary by, I'm blanking out the guy's name, it's called Defamation. It's a Yoav Shamir. I always want to say Israel Shamir. Yoav Shamir. And one of the things that Yoav Shamir does in Defamation is he goes to the Anti-Defamation League in New York City, and there's this lavishly funded organization with big, comfortable offices. They have 14 regional offices. I think they have like an $80 million a year budget, and of course we're told, frankly, that that's not enough to fight anti-Semitism. And so the guy says, well, can you give me some examples of anti-Semitic incidents? So they go to the secretary, and the secretary says, well, you know, here's one. This woman wanted to take the...
Hold that thought, Greg, into a break. This is The Fetch Inside the Ad Live on the Oracle Broadcast. Yeah.
AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. And now, silvercoins.ag is the web address for buying silver coins close to melt value. Thanks to and because of you, the Oracle listeners, silvercoins.ag has massively upgraded their website with innovative features so you can get inexpensive silver. Silvercoins.ag now features streaming metal prices and streaming silver coin melt values. Silvercoins.ag now serves online retailers for silver coin bargains every minute of the day and finds great deals based on those silver coin melt values. Plus, Silvercoins.ag has expanded their extensive background history, composition, and data articles on silver coins and genres. So stop the endless web surfing for silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark Silvercoins.ag. For silver coins close to melt, go to Silvercoins.ag.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Welcome back. It's the Fetch. You're live inside the eye here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Our guest today is the editor-in-chief of Counter Occurrence Publishing, Greg Johnson. And he's also the author of Confessions of a Reluctant Hater. Going into the break there, Greg, we had this story about an $80 million funded organization trying to fight anti-Semitism. You had a fun story to tie into that.
Yeah, it's the Anti-Defamation League. Yoav Shamir's documentary, Defamation, takes us behind the scenes of the Anti-Defamation League. But the guy tries to find some actual anti-Semitic incidents that they're fighting with their $80 million a year annual budget. And so he goes to the secretary, and the secretary just runs off a list of things. And most of the things on the list consist of Jews calling in complaining of anti-Semitism because they're not allowed to take off the Jewish holidays, which basically boils down to the fact that their employer, the school system, or private company, whatever, is not going to give them special treatment for holidays. And the very idea that there is this multi-million dollar a year organization that's basically a snitch line to complain about things like that is pretty ludicrous. Yet with white nationalist organizations, you know, we have hundreds of millions of white people in the United States whose interests are being vitally threatened by things, not just not being able to take off special holidays, but vitally threatened. We don't have a future in America if present trends continue, and it's almost impossible to scrape together a few thousand dollars, much less $80 million to fight that. It's something that will change, though. It's not changing fast enough, but it will change.
Now, the way it's going to change is in a concept, correct me if I'm wrong, but that I don't know if it's your coin, but it's a principle called metapolitics, laying the foundation to allow this change to happen. And you're telling me, I think through your article, that is, that Jews have done a great job with metapolitics, and we in any community that wants to fight Jewish power has to start focusing on it.
Yeah, metapolitics is not my coinage. Basically, it just means what comes before the political, what's above the political, before the political, what creates the conditions of politics. People say that politics sometimes is the art of the possible, and metapolitics would deal with what people think is possible, for instance, what's conceivable in the political realm. Metapolitics deals with people's sense of what's morally right in the political realm. So people will not support a political agenda if they think it is not moral, if it's not feasible, if it's not possible. And so metapolitics really deals with the desirability and the feasibility of political alternatives. Jews have played this game very well. they think way ahead. They're chess players. They're thinking many, many moves ahead. They think in terms of centuries and generations, unfolding their plans over very long periods of time. Whites really don't think that way. We used to have elites that ruled white countries that thought in terms of long games of hundreds and thousands of years. Those were the old aristocracies of Europe. Those are things like the Vatican and the papacy. They could think long term. Democracies and things like that don't think that way. And so, and just ordinary people don't think that way. And so we're really being outfoxed by the Jewish community, the organized Jewish community. And they are very, very careful about laying the foundation. So decades ago, for instance, they realized that the idea that race is a biological concept was harmful to them. They wanted to push the idea that race is a social construct that's malleable through social engineering. And so how did they do that? Well, they slowly prepared a putsch, basically, where they took over the academic teaching of anthropology in America. And they ran the Darwinists out. Physical anthropology was shoved aside by cultural anthropology. And now in recent decades, the cultural anthropologists, basically they're Marxists, Boasians, whatever you want to call it, have actually been trying to drive the very idea of physical anthropology out of academia altogether. So they think in terms of decades and centuries, and we don't think at all, generally. And so metapolitics is really our attempt to get into the long game strategy of laying the foundations for creating a new white political order. Basically, we need that. We need some kind of racial sovereignty. That's why we call it white nationalism, if we're going to prevent our race from simply disappearing over time.
Now, the main issue, I think, too, is it's not, again, being a, you know, we're an international market here, international show. It's not just, white nationalism is, of course, for whites, but this thing that is after whites, they just hate everybody. I think that's a key point to, for everybody to remember, is this Jewish element hates everybody. They will go after everybody, and whites just happen to be the one thing that stands in their way.
Well, they rule our countries very effectively now. They don't really rule other countries very effectively. They realized at a certain point that whites were the people to latch on to, the breakout people, when they saw us spilling out of Europe after we had defended Europe for thousands of years against Asians, pounding at the gates, the Huns and the Mongols and people like that. After the Europeans broke out of Europe, beginning in the 15th century and started conquering the globe, Jews hopped on our backs, right? And they traveled around the world. We pacified the world. We gave them access to huge areas of the world that they did not have previous access to. That was a very good deal. Revelo Oliver has a really nice analogy. He said, you know, whites in the past were like the Texas Longhorns. We were tough cows, tough cattle. We were somewhat hard to tame, though, but we were the kind of animals you needed to tame the West. But now that the West has been tamed, they want us gelded. They want us replaced with more tractable cows. And so they have tightened up cultural control, and basically they have made us into a much more passive race, and they're trying to blend us out of existence now, because they haven't forgotten what happened in Germany and other countries in Europe in the 1930s.
But the German thing is more myth than anything. But they believe in this myth, and that's the key point. Do you agree with that, or you disagree with that?
Well, what the Germans really did that they will never be forgiven for is they explicitly identified Jewish power as the main problem for whites controlling their own destinies, and they took steps to extricate themselves from Jewish power, okay. And they also unplugged from the international banking system. Now, what happened during the war with concentration camps and cattle cars and things like that, that all came later. But the stuff that they will never be forgiven for is the stuff from 1933 to 1939, which set a pattern that other countries started to follow or wanted to follow, and that Jews are deathly afraid of other countries following. And the thing is that the basic pattern is applicable everywhere in the world. Okay, nationalism, unplugging for international finance, resisting globalization, promoting your own indigenous elites, things like that work for every people. And Jews, of course, feel threatened by any nationalism that is not their own. Why? Because they want to live among other nations, right? They don't want to live on their own. They have their own country, but they don't all live there.
And they don't want it there. They want it there just in case. This is the pitch. You listen to Inside the Eye Live with our guest, Greg Johnson, author of Confessions of a Reluctant Hater, here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Fetch. Bottom of the hour here in Amman. It's 7:30 in the evening. Still warm. About 85-ish. Still warm here in Amman, wherever you are. Really hope you're having a great day. Our guest today joining us from the Bay Area, Greg Johnson, editor-in-chief, countercurrents.com. If you'd like to, of course, take a look at their site, go to countercurrents.com or counter-currents.com and click through. There's lots of interesting content to be gleaned from that site. Greg, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Dennis.
Hey, Greg, how many, we talked about, there's really not a whole lot of people in the white nationalist movement, but when we look at white, quote-unquote, white power, it's still quite substantial.
Well, yeah. I mean,
factor in the Presbyterians. We know the Presbyterians are very strong. The Methodists are very strong in those subcultures of white culture. And whites aren't going to go away anytime soon. But I would tend to agree with the line that with the way that the Jewish political structures and their culture and society have taken over America, that this is perhaps one of the biggest capitulations we have seen on the historical scale. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Oh, yeah, I think it's extraordinary. Whites basically behave like a conquered people, and a conquered people is a people that has to basically give up whatever they have when somebody demands that they do it. We are giving up, but we don't seem to know it. We are constantly preached at that we have these terrible white privileges that we should feel guilty for, and yet the reality of the situation is that whites live in fear.
The reality is, Greg, I don't feel any white privilege, and I'm sure you don't feel too much either. And I'm sure most in the listening audience don't feel that way either.
Yeah.
We don't feel this white privilege, but people keep telling us we have it. It's like, you know, I'm not so sure about that, guys, you know, and I put it in perspective.
Right, right. We have the privilege of backing down, saying yes, sir, no, sir, and packing up every 10 years and moving one subdivision down the highway to get away from diversity. But we always do that in search of better schools and other euphemisms. We are desperately seeking a safe, comfortable, homogeneous white community for our children, so we can sleep at night without the sound of gunshots and sirens and loud music and so forth. But we dare not say what we really want. We dare not, we're the race that dare not speak its name. We can't talk about, our standards, our interests, our future, or anything like that without an apology. We can always apologize for who we are, but we can never be proud of who we are. Well, those are traits of a conquered race. And if you look 100 years ago, even, whites basically controlled the globe. You know, we didn't control Bhutan and Tibet and Japan and, you know, Ethiopia. There were a few little outposts in Asia and Africa that we did not run. But pretty much everything else was under our control. And to go from a race that basically controlled the world to a race that is losing control of its own homelands in a century, it has to be the greatest reversal of fortunes ever. But it's not just fortune. It was engineered. And that's the thing that we have to understand. Our decline is being engineered by our enemies, and they're doing a very good job of it because they know what causes the decline and fall of empires. They've seen these empires come and go many times. They've been around for a very long time, and they know where to apply a little bit of pressure at the very weakest points and see that multiply into civilizational collapse, which they ride to the top, and then they hop off and latch on to another civilization. It's an extraordinary story, and I just don't want us to be, you know, to follow the Hittites and the Romans and the other people who have disappeared. I want our people to be around in the future, and continue giving our gifts to the world and to the universe at large.
What's the status of white nationalism in white societies like Germany, Scandinavia, Sweden, etc.? What's the state of the movement right now?
Well, it's interesting. In Europe, they don't have the First Amendment. But oddly enough, they are making better use of their limited freedoms in Europe than Americans are making use of our much broader freedoms in America. I don't know why that is. but it is true. They are stigmatized, they are spied on and suppressed in ways that we are not yet, and yet they have functioning political parties. They have, in countries where they have proportional representation, they actually have people in office, and they are, in countries like Denmark, actually influencing the direction of political debate. So I have high hopes for Europe, and the reason I have high hopes for Europe is simply this. Scandinavia, England, France, all these countries, the people who live there are pretty much the indigenous people, right? The people in England, I'm descended from English and Scottish people, most of my DNA is the DNA of the people who were there when the last ice age receded 10,000 years ago. The English are the indigenous people of England. The Swedes are the indigenous people of Sweden and so forth. They don't have any rivals that they need to feel guilty about displacing, right? Whereas in the colonies, we have the Indians and the Maoris and people like that that are used to guilt trip us. They don't have that weight, and they also have very strong national and regional identities that we don't have in the colonies. And so I think that they have greater resources for eventually saving themselves. And I think that Europe will save itself before America does. And my feeling is that Europe will especially be able to save itself the more American power declines in the world. And so I hate to say this as somebody who used to be an American patriot, but I really think that the future of our race is contingent, and the good of the globe in general is contingent on the decline of American power, and I am hoping that American power declines precipitously in the future.
Yeah, I hate to agree with you on that point, being American, being an expatriate, knowing how much America is loved by people around the world, and it really is. Everybody out there would be surprised. But the America we have today is Talmudic. It's not the Anglo-Saxon America that we had 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's almost completely Talmudic now. And that's the problem.
Yeah, it's amazing how they've managed to hollow out America. They keep the outward forms of America, but they hollow out the substance and they've replaced it with something very different and very ugly.
And people see it. Now, people around the world are seeing it, and they're just feeling sad for America because basically it is now this Jewish-run country. And it's going to, I believe America is almost the way of Weimar, that you're going to need a Weimar Republic type of upheaval to bring America back. And that means throwing out much of Jewish influence.
I would agree. I was in India in 2004. And I spent some time with some young Brahmins from Sikkim. This was in Calcutta. They were studying there, and they were in their, they were college students. They were very young, and we were sort of hanging out together there, showing me the town, and they talked to me like I was a child, though, about politics, and I was really intensely irritated about that because I didn't know where they were getting this attitude. And finally, it became clear that they just think that all Americans are completely brainwashed about what's going on in the Middle East. And when I said to them, well, look, you don't understand, American foreign policy is controlled by Jews, suddenly they warmed up to me because they realized that I wasn't just another hopelessly brainwashed American idiot. So even young people around the globe are much more aware of how the world works than your average American. I think they look on us like most Americans are just sort of these hopelessly brainwashed but dangerously well-armed children.
Yeah, you just go, you're right, Greg. You go around the world and if you want to make a friend, just talk about how Jews run American foreign policy. People will smile on you much faster than if you try to defend the status quo.
There was this fellow, I almost wanted to fly to Kathmandu to take a photograph of this. One of the things I noticed when I was in India is that a lot of, wherever in Hindu society, the caste system doesn't exclude foreign-born people, and that would include ashrams and things like that. Wherever they're not excluded. Jews have wormed their way into positions of power. The Hare Krishna movement is full of Jews. Jews like to travel in South Asia because it's cheap, especially Israelis. After military service, they bum around a lot. And
we're going into a break. This okay. is the Fed. You're listening to Greg Johnson here on Inside the Ad Live on Oracle Broadcasting Network.
AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. And now, silvercoins.ag is the web address for buying silver coins close to melt value. Thanks to and because of you, the Oracle listeners, silvercoins.ag has massively upgraded their website with innovative features so you can get inexpensive silver. Silvercoins.ag now features streaming metal prices and streaming silver coin melt values. Silvercoins.ag now serves online retailers for silver coin bargains every minute of the day and finds great deals based on those silver coin melt values. Plus, Silvercoins.ag has expanded their extensive background history, composition, and data articles on silver coins and genres. So stop the endless web surfing for silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark silvercoins.ag. For silver coins close to melt, go to silvercoins.ag.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And welcome back. It's the Fetch. You are live inside the eye here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, today's date, September the 8th, 2012. I'm sure you're going to get a ton of 9/11 programming, but not here today. That is, of course, on the alternative / independent media and, of course, the mainstream media, which most of you probably don't care too much about anyways. Our guest today is Greg Johnson, editor-in-chief of countercurrents.com. And welcome back, Greg. You had a story about a bunch of Israelis trouncing through. We all have our stories, I think, of Jews trouncing through Southeast Asia, but what you got there?
Well, anyway, I used to think that Indian merchants were the biggest, most formidable hagglers in the world. But this English fellow that I met said, oh, no, I was at a hotel in Kathmandu, and printed right on the menu was Israelis pay half price. And that wasn't because they loved Israelis. It was because they were so sick of haggling with them over their bills that they just had a flat policy that Israelis get to pay half price. So if you can flash your Israeli passport, they'll cut your bill in half just so they don't have to haggle with you. I thought that was a really interesting story. I wanted to fly to Kathmandu and take a photo of that.
Well, but, there you go. That's a privilege all by itself.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a privilege. Membership has its privileges.
Yeah, the Jew 50% off discount. I heard there's websites out there that because Jews, they make such terrible travel partners, there's a website out there that will actually monitor when Jewish groups are coming, especially to Thailand, to warn you not to come to these areas so that they don't ruin your vacation.
That's really fascinating.
That's a true story. Just to kind of lop to tie this show up, it's been a great show, fun show again. Greg Johnson, editor-in-chief of countercurrents.com. The real lesson here is that, you know, you're a white nationalist, and that's I believe you have much to offer in this way. I do have many affinities with the movement, although I certainly could not be considered one. But certainly I agree there's much to be preserved and saved and needs to be saved through what, white culture, white civilization has given to the world. And I think to tie things up very nicely is, one is recognize that the main problem we have is this Jewish problem, this Jewish question that really is using their control of media assets and cultural assets to instill guilt that is undeserved and something that they themselves would never subject themselves to.
That's right. I mean, when I remember after the Bernie Madoff scandal was broken, there was a Frenchman, I think, who had invested all of his money or his client's money with Madoff, and he committed suicide. And I just chuckled, and I thought, whatever is happening right now, I know one thing is for sure. Bernie Madoff is not under suicide watch. Bernie Madoff feels no shame. You know, he might be ashamed that he got caught, but he's not in any danger of killing himself out of shame over failing his clients. And I just think that kind of self-assertion and shamelessness, that brazenness, they call it chutzpah, is one of the traits that really sets Jews apart. I don't like imitating them or counseling whites to imitate them in any way, but I do think that one of the things we do need to do, because this is just a healthy animal instinct, and we need to get in touch with our animal instincts in this case, we're a little too over-civilized, is self-assertion, non-apologetic. No animal, no beast goes around apologizing for its existence. You know, they just go around eating and sleeping and being who they are. They live according to their natures, and they don't apologize for their existence. And whites need to stop apologizing for our existence. It's a sick thing to do. We're sick puppies, and we've been injected with this guilt virus, although I think we have a predisposition towards it, and it's being manipulated. But we need to get over that. We need to have a kind of unapologetic self-assertion. We are who we are. We are the only people who can be who we are. We have a right to exist. And damn it, you know, we've given a lot to the world. We are proud of what we've given to the world, and we need to take steps to ensure that we don't go out of existence. Jews have this ludicrous pretense that they are a light unto the nations. I think that that's almost the exact opposite of the truth. I think they're generally a force of disintegration and death in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I think like you, I have an inclination to want to reach for metaphysical explanations for that. But that aside, I think whites really are a light under the world. I think our technology, our art, our political systems and things like that.
Even our metaphysical reasoning, Greg, is being usurped by Jewish interests and culture. I got a call here. I want to go to the telephones, Greg, real quick.
Sure.
Hi there. You are live inside the eye. Welcome.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing fine. Welcome to Inside the Eye Live.
Hey, I just wanted to throw out to your guest regarding white nationalism. I myself am white, but my observation question is in order to get me on board his idea, my question to him would be, if we go all the way back to Alexander the Great, and if we go today to Washington, D.C., City of London, the Vatican, and Israel, how can you not obviously take responsibility that all these individuals are white, which come from white aristocracies in Europe? So my question is, how do you explain these white nationalists throughout history that have been basically using secretly Judaism, which I see them as crypto-Jews, because it works for them legally, and it controls all these people and nations? That's my question.
Okay.
So the question is, exactly how do I explain
No, how do I, as a white man, take responsibility for the existing white nationalists, the politicians, the judges, the police, all of these individuals are the whites. They are basically using your standard, but they're using the ecumenical system going all the way back through legalism to control nationalities. Therefore, they're crypto-Jews. Our legal system is crypto-Judaism. Our political system is crypto-Judaism. The Queen of England and the aristocracy has always secretly used the crypto-Jews for their power because it's a military asset. So how would you explain to me to get on board with you unless you and I together wake up and tell these people that are basically defeating our purpose because they're using Judaism in their
system? I would agree that a lot of whites are a problem. But here's the thing. A lot of these people are not thinking about the good of the race as a whole. Okay, they don't have this notion that our race is our nation, that we have to have a kind of organic community, and that the common good should be the standard for politics. They're in it for their own self-interest, their own group interests, and things like that. And because of that, they have been very, very easily penetrated and co-opted by Jewish influence. So white people like that, they're white in name only. They look white. They sound white. They talk white. But they don't function as members of our community. And my view is that they need to be deposed from power. They need to have their goodies taken away from them. And they need to be re-educated as much as possible to be made into good little white citizens. The people who have made billions of dollars dismantling white countries, selling out their own people, these people, they need to be disempowered, disenfranchised, dispossessed, and sent away so they can reflect on their crimes. I'm all very pro-white, but I don't have any illusions about the fact that we are ruled by an evil, rotten, mostly white elite, and that Jews could not have done what they have done to us without white traitors. There's no question about that in my mind. So yeah, I want you on board, and I want you to realize that just because it's got white skin doesn't mean it's got a white soul or white souls.
And let me leave you with something.
10 seconds.
He mentioned something about foreign policy that would include Hillary Clinton. Therefore, she's a crypto Jew. So we need to get rid of these crypto Jews.
100%. That's really the start of it. Everybody, thanks a lot. Inside the Eye Live, intelligent media for the politically aware here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. See you Monday.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.